you're listening to the Spotlight Podcast. Following on with our Inclusivity in the Arts series, we're joined in the studio today by Bruce Chong. Bruce is a British actor who trained at Identity School of Acting, and he's recently worked on the highly anticipated Hollywood sequel, Now You See Me Too. So Bruce, welcome to Spotlight.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So you've recently produced and starred in your own TV pilot, Wok. Can you tell us more about the concept behind the show and where it came from?
Yeah, for sure. So Wok is a telling of an unconventional British family, and we follow their trials and tribulations of running an authentic takeaway in London. And for the best part of my life, I was born and raised in a takeaway. So it was it's my personal experience, and I wanted to translate that onto screen. And what better way to do it in a sitcom and just culturally show people and share my journey with them through TV.
And what sort of inspired you to start making your own work and make this project in particular?
I think it was because I've always wanted to create things and always wanted to share stories and share the adventure that I've gone through. And I think it was because I've never seen anything like this on TV before. I was always flicking through channels and seeing that there wasn't anything sort of what I wanted to tell. And I just wanted to bring something that was original, fresh, and that people haven't really seen before.
So you collaborated with Chris Chung on this project. How did that come about?
So Chris is a great friend of mine, and we first collaborated on his short film, which is an action-packed short for the Virgin Media Shorts. And we done that back in 2013. And that was it done really well at the festival run, and it got through to the final official shortlist of 12 out of 800 films. And they had the opportunity to be screened at BFI IMAX. And it also got a chance to be screened in America as well, in Los Angeles and New York. And I think through that collaboration is when I first approached Chris with the idea of Wok. And we both believed that there was a lot of potential in the show. And ever since then, we started to create and develop and produce the show together.
So you've written, produced, cast and starred in Wok as well, which is an awful lot to undertake. So how did you first go about doing that and knowing what to do?
It was really a shared journey between myself and Chris, where we both just dived straight in, and it was one heck of a journey. And we're still continuously learning to this day from the process. And, you know, it was incredible to have the support of our peers and also all of our creative collaborators that were willing to help out. And we were just very fortunate to get a great team behind us to support the project. And I feel that as an actor, you just got to be at the top of your game and know each role and how pivotal that is. And I think through this process, it made me appreciate everyone that was on board and how much work and effort really it takes to flourish a show. And yeah.
And for any actors sort of listening to this and thinking, I want to make my own work, where do I start? I don't just want to wait for auditions. How do they begin?
I would say just start with what you have is plenty, your network. So with your fams, your friends and your family, just get together, start brainstorming ideas. And that's one of the first things that I done when I was writing up the script. I went to my friends, thinking of their feedback and what they had to offer, and just start from that basis and having a foundation with that. And then through time, through experience and through, fortunately, I was able to work on other jobs, just networking with other similarly minded people and that share the same vision of what you want to achieve. And that's how you just make it happen. So it's just all about the collaboration and just searching for the right people to make it come together.
And did you find that there were less of the roles that you wanted to see for British Asian actors? Is that partly where it came from?
I saw that there was a lack of presence of East Asian actors and artists on media. And I just wanted to kind of showcase that and show that we do have stories. We are in a very diverse part of town in London, and I don't think that was truly represented on TV, on screen, for the most part. And I think it's starting to evolve now, it's starting to change, and there's a lot more coverage on that, but there's still a lot of catching up to do. But one of the best ways to make the change is be the change itself and make it happen. So I've been very fortunate with the support and everyone backing the project, and Yeah, just very happy with the position that we're at with the pilot.
And do you think perceptions are changing so that actors like yourself are able to get access to a wider range of roles? Or is it sort of what you're doing with WOC is the beginning of it and you need to continue and everyone else needs to sort of accept that you Asian actors, black actors, ethnic minorities can be the lead and that doesn't need to be the part of the story. Their race doesn't need to be the part of the story. You have your own stories in your own lives, which are completely irrelevant to
your race. Absolutely. I mean, it's a bit of both where I think it just needs to be more recognised, but at the same time, I think there needs to be more stories put out there where you see... It doesn't have to matter about what ethnicity or what race is, it's about the characters and how compelling it is and if you're able to tell a story. And that's one of the things with WOC. Predominantly, yes, it is an Asian cast, but it's the stories that we're telling and the relationships that they have and the characters that we've developed that should resonate with a lot of our audience members. And they should be able to relate to their stories and at some point in their life gone through miscommunication or cultural clashes or misunderstanding or, you know, just relationships in general. And I think a lot of people should be able to kind of see that.
And what happens in the first show of WOC? Tell us more about the story.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's more like an introduction to all these characters. So we have the mom, dad, my character, little sister, and his girlfriend, and a delivery driver. So that's the principal kind of main cast, and we see their universe, and you see the interaction of how they struggle with holding a business in London, but at the same time, their trials and tribulations of being a happy family within London. So that's basically it.
And where can people see the trailer and then the show?
Okay, so we launched our trailer on our social media. So it's all over that. So we got it on Facebook, Twitter and Vimeo. So just type in WOC TV show. And we actually released our trailer not so long ago. And within the first couple of hours, it really popped. And we got so many support, so much love. And it just catched like wildfire. And still to this day, it's catching momentum. And what was so reassuring was we didn't just get it from our local community as well. We got it from international community, where even from the Asian American network, Yum Yum F, who's co-founded by Justin Lin, they wrote an article about the show, about WOC, and they compared us to Fresh Off the Boat and also Family Law, which was such a fantastic statement to have, because that's what we're going for. Like these shows are so successful. And we just wanted to produce a funny, successful show that people really digged.
Fantastic. And so with shows like Fresh Off the Boat and your own now as well, what can we do to inspire more young British East Asian sort of filmmakers behind and in front of the camera to feel like the industry is accessible to them and as much as for them as it is for everyone else?
Again, it's about the collaboration of your network and your peers and really share the experience with like-minded people and are driven to create a vision and pioneer that movement. And just get hands-on. Really, just don't be afraid of knocking on people's doors and being bold of asking what you want. And just coming together. And even if it's, you know, just doing little sketches, start developing sketches into, an episode. And then from that, you can work into a series. And it takes time. But it's the process that you go through and you learn from and you understand what it takes to make something come from, you know, from an idea to it materializes into an actual show that we have today.
Mm-hmm. And there is also sometimes a reluctance to discuss these sort of issues around inclusivity because people are worried they're going to say the wrong thing. Do you have any advice for anyone who's really passionate about making change in the industry and making sure it's inclusive for everyone, but they don't know where to start?
Again, just believe in your gut, believe in your instincts and believe what you want to achieve and just stay true to that. And just be bold. Don't be afraid to really speak your mind and have a voice. Your voice matters and every opinion is an opinion. And, there's no right or wrong. So you just got to put it out there. And if you believe in it, then stick to it, stick to your guns and know that you want to do it for a greater cause, a greater change.
So what's next for the pilot of WOC?
Okay, so currently we have a debut premiere, which is at the end of this month on the 26th of May. And I'm happy to say that we get industry professionals and also just the general public to come and celebrate WOC and also for them to enjoy and have a party. So we got that going on at London Picture House Central. So I'm very, very excited to be sharing that with the world. So after we do that, straight after, the day after, we're going to be having it on a video on demand on Vimeo. So people who can't attend the screening will be able to watch it online. So that's another platform that we're using. And hopefully from the screening, we want to get the commission and funds to turn it into a fully pledged series. Mm-hmm. But we're very much open to the idea of having it on an online streaming platform too.
Yeah.
So just seeing what offers and ideas come from the back of the premiere.
And you reached your crowdfunding target as well.
You know what? Yes. Funny enough, our crowdfunding target ends. Our crowdfunding campaign ends today, mm-hmm. Which we ran for 18 days, and we managed to hit our target. And I just want to take this opportunity Fantastic. To thank all of our crowdfunding contributors for supporting and backing the project and just seeing it all the way through. And I can't wait to meet and see and greet all of them at the screening.
That's wonderful. Well done.
Thank you.
And sort of talking behind the scenes as well. So you've written and cast and produced WOC and starred in it as well. It's a lot. That's a lot to undertake. How did you first go about doing all of that and knowing what to do?
Wow. It's been a crazy journey. And one that I'm still continually learning from. And it's really changed my approach in terms of the way I go into my acting game now. So I'm so used to being on front of the camera, but being behind the camera, it's a great experience where always picking up ideas and things of how to do things and really understanding the process of what it takes to do a show or to do a movie. And I'm fortunate enough to have very experienced people to kind of help support me and guide me through that process. And again, I just want to reiterate, it's the collaboration of people that you work with and your peers that make you accountable for these things. And always just keep raising your bar. And I feel that if, as an artist, as an actor, if you want to really succeed, you can't just settle for knowing what you know. You gotta strive to know what you don't know as well. And be at the top of your game on every other element and aspect of the industry, which is, you've got to understand what it takes to produce, to cast, to write, to act, and also to direct as well. So if you have all those elements, you have an understanding of it and have that experience, then I think your game will be a lot more tighter and, you just approach things in a different mindset. And it's the person and the character you become through that process as well.
And you understand everyone else's roles a lot more fully. So when you go into a next project,
yes.
How things work a bit better.
So you understand and you appreciate a lot more mm-hmm. as well. So you really, hands deep and you understand, everyone has a job, has a duty to make something happen. And that's one of the beautiful things that I learned during the process. And I'm still learning today. I've never really, organized an event like this, but I've just gone out and done it, and it's just coming together.
Mm-hmm. And did you get any particular advice from other people in the industry of sort of where to start with casting and producing?
I think I just learned from my personal experience and how to go about it. And for example, the casting calls that I used to receive, how it was structured. So I just followed that template. Mm-hmm. So it's all about understanding and having role models and having people to look up to that have done your job, has a blueprint on it, and just to put your stamp on it. So that's what we did. So we had a lot of inspiration and we draw a lot of ideas from people that we admire. And that's what really helped us push a project and get it all together and understand what it takes to kind of bring it all together.
So what's next for you as well, apart from WOC?
So I've recently also took part in a rehearsed stage reading of PAL, which is a three-part series, a three-part novel written by Kerry Young. And it was for Sky Arts, and we had, again, industry professionals come attend the read. And the same thing, they want to be able to, from this pilot episode, turn it into a fully praised series. And it was quite groundbreaking to be a part of that. I had a chance to read for the leading role of Powell. And it was definitely something out of my comfort zone where had to play a Chinese Jamaican.
Wow.
So that was very, 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 very special to me. And just to have that diversity and mix of cultures within a series is also something else that I've never seen done before. And it's very encouraging that there's also scriptwriters and people who are willing to push the barriers of what is seen on TV today. And yeah, that was a lot of fun to go through.
Brilliant.
Mm.
So all of the links to the TV series Wok and the trailer will be on spotlight.com/news and on our Twitter. We'll put all the information up there so you can read and see more about it. And thank you so much for Bruce coming in.
Again, I just want to say thank you to Spotlight. I've had so many auditions here and you know, I'm just very flattered to be in the hot seat with the lovely Lindsay today.